On Easter, all the doors are open to the icon screen. We don't kneel down for Holy Communion. We don't kneel down in our private prayers, but we stand because Voskresenia, resurrection, means to stand up and stand proudly and to believe that the Lord has the power to save us. People who don't pray sometimes ask, how should I pray? Believe and do it. There was a great Chinese philosopher who was walking with a student by a large lake, and the student was speaking, as students often do, with questions and comments. Dear philosopher, what is the substance of this lake? What is the meaning of this lake? What can this lake teach us? And the master pushed the student in the lake. He goes, do you understand the lake better now? How do you pray? Do it. There is no other way. One of my friends who went to church for a long time with me asked me, Ivana, what did you do when you went to church as a young boy? I said, well, I prayed. And he goes, oh, wow. Interesting thought. Yesterday, I said, every one of you is thinking about your life today, about the dress you could have worn if the weather was warmer, about the shoes you forgot, about the suit that you had dry cleaned or forgot to dry clean, about your left leg which is bothering you, about the car, about the Christians in the parking lot who will run you over after the service. You're thinking about a lot of things. Bring God to every one of those thoughts. Daydreaming with God is called prayer. The Služba Božja is about your life. It's not a show for spectators. When I say Mir Vshim, peace be with you, you're supposed to say back to me, I Duhovi Tvojemi. I Duhovi Tvojemu. You'll sing with the cantors who are in good voice today. You'll respond. It's our common prayer. Prayer is something no one can teach you. You have to jump in the lake. You have to say, I believe. There is no force and there is no pressure. There is no manipulation that will ever produce love in a relationship or faith in a religion. You make the choice, you take the jump, and you say you believe. And one of the gifts that you will realize, if you have not realized it already, that as you are living life, God will give you an awareness to be present as things are happening to you, to see the depth and importance of what your life is, and give you the wisdom to make the correct choice. Religion is interactive. If you don't try it and you don't jump in the lake, it will always be out there somewhere for someone else. You may be entertained, you may have a great show, but you will not pray. From children, we learn something very important. When they cry, they want something. Adults cry when they don't know what they want. Children are afraid of the dark. Adults are afraid of the light. We should be bold like children to know what we want, and if we don't know, to ask God, what is the purpose of my life and what do I need? Because it would be a shame to stumble through life looking for happiness and not knowing where to find it. And the second thing is, don't be afraid of the light. To look in the mirror, to look in your heart, and to ask God, show me as I truly am. There, it is very easy to walk in the darkness, to get lost at parties, to get lost in your life and in your comfort zone and never to see who you are so that you can become the person God meant for you to be. Today is a day of possibilities with the Lord. What we think is impossible, God says, give it a try. Jump in the lake. You want to know what prayer is? Pray. If not, you will look from afar, like people did at Calvary. You may go to the grave and not see Jesus. But if you believe and you trust, the miracle that will happen will be deep inside your heart. It will be a self-possession and a freedom that God gives to children who become worshipers of the Father of all lights, who gives us every good and perfect gift from above. This Slujba Bozhe is about your life. Continue to daydream with God. I call that prayer. Slava Christos Voskres!